Thank you for spending your lunch hour with us. My name is Sophia Gomez. I'm from the University of Arizona. I believe it's about 70 degrees there. So, I don't have any disclosures to report. The Parent Ambassador Program is a program that was designed to train parents on the basic principles of public health and to also engage them in creating change in their local school districts. Parents receive instruction on how to become advocates or ambassadors for their children's health and wellness at the school level. The goal of the program is to engage parents in making a difference in health of their children in the schools that they attend. This may mean like advocating for recess policy, addressing healthier lunch options, or even advocating for the playground at school to stay open longer. So in the next few minutes, I'm going to go over the Parent Ambassador Program development, the implementation, and then post-developments. In 2011, the Maricopa County Health Department received some seed money from the Tohono O'odham Nation for the development of the curriculum and the piloting of the curriculum. So from the inception, there were partnerships developed between the County Public Health Department and the Arizona Public Health Training Center. The health department helped in the recruitment. They received the funding, the seed money, for the piloting of the curriculum. And the training center developed the curriculum and implemented the training. Now, the curriculum was designed to train parents to become public health ambassadors, like I mentioned before, for their children's school to advocate for healthier school policies. And although parents are almost natural advocates for their children, they were taught specific advocacy skills to develop and implement strategic action plans to meet their outlined goals. So within that piloting design, there were four manuals that were created: the instructor's manual, the parents, both in English and Spanish, and the train the trainers. And that was developed towards the end as there were a lot of requests to have this program expanded throughout the state. The curriculum is designed as a 6-hour, 2-day training program for the parents. It was developed from various existing evidence-based curriculums, which included Acción para la Salud training. It's a community health worker advocacy training, the Arizona Community Training Curriculum, Campesinos Sin Fronteras School Advocacy Curriculum, and the California Lean Project Curriculum. The first training sessions, the piloting of the curriculum, was held in Peoria, Arizona, with 57 parents. Within the first month after the training, the parents developed 21 program ideas to improve school wellness action plans. It consists of 5 units, and they're building blocks towards developing an action plan for the parents to take back to their local school districts and to work with leadership at the school level, whether it be the school wellness coordinator. So the first unit covers the introduction to public health. It introduces parents to Public Health 101. In this unit, parents gain a general understanding of the scope of public health and how public health policies and practices impact their daily lives. They also learn about the 3 core functions of public health, which is assessment, policy development, and assurance. The second unit, the school and public health, in this unit, parents understand the school wellness policy and how their children's health is impacted through school wellness programs. They learn about the SHIES and the SHACs, which is the School Health Index and the School Health Advisory Council. They're also provided with basic understanding of the CDC's coordinated school health model. So in Unit 3, the introduction to advocacy introduces parents to basic principles of advocacy in the different contexts. Parents work through advocacy planning exercises in preparation for their action plans in the final unit. So in Unit 4, understanding and working with schools, in this unit, parents learn how their local schools work, very specific to their district, so they work specifically with that information, depending on the district that they're from. So parents learn from the school structure. They learn to identify leaders in their local educational system. They learn how decisions are made at the school district, and they identify ways to work with these leaders. The entire curriculum was designed to be very interactive with for parents. So in this particular unit, we see kind of a moment where parents are really realizing how to work with the school system. So there's one exercise that I want to stress in this unit is where we ask the parents to research job descriptions of their school administrators and officials using their smartphones or computers. And it's during this moment that the parents realize that these folks are approachable, they're able to work with them. So it breaks down the barrier of intimidation of the school system and the infrastructure within the school system. So it's a very interesting moment as we're that we've seen as we provide the training to various groups. So the final unit, Unit 5, really brings everything together, and this unit is where they develop the plan. We use an affinity diagram to conduct a brainstorming activity. The group considers which issue or topic they will like to build their school plan. During this training, parents build action plans, focusing on a wellness area of concern as it relates to school district policy. So in Unit 5, parents specifically learn to identify the problem, the solutions, having clear objectives, they understand why they want to make the change and know the benefits of these changes. They identify key school policymakers. They conduct a SWOT analysis, so to speak, of their plan. They define clear steps of the what, who, and when. And then there's also a follow-up or an evaluation component to their plan. So they review their progress, developing, their timeline, assessing their timeline. So see, these are some of the trainings we've held with parents and groups. Now the implementation. There have been 9 trainings conducted this far since 2011, and this doesn't include the piloting of the program. So out of those 9 trainings, 152 parents have participated. And out of those 152 parents, 10 of them have been trained as Train the Trainer. And so today is the first session that they're doing in Osborne Elementary School where they are training their peer parents, training other parents on the program. So we're very excited about that. And out of those 152 parents, 63 schools have been represented, 5 school districts within those schools, and 114 action plans have been developed. Now, what type of plans do they develop? I want to share with you 3 initiatives. There's one, Celebrating with Healthy Foods, and this came from the Coyote Hills Elementary School. And a group of parents, alumni, parent ambassadors, realized that a lot of the activities, rewards, and celebrations in schools revolved around unhealthier foods. So what they did is they developed, compiled a list of alternative fun foods for them that could be used as rewards for class celebrations. So they worked with 2 different classes. They piloted this with 2 classes in their schools. They created flyers, outreach to other parents at Meet the Teacher Night and Teacher Curriculum Night. So the message, according to the teachers, was received, well received by other parents, and they stressed that there was good participation on the other parents' side. So now the parent ambassadors plan to share the success of these 2 classes in hopes of having the entire school adopt something like this. The next one is the No Longer a Lunch Rush. So parents from the SUNY Hills School addressed the short lunch period for the students. They mentioned the cafeteria was too crowded, kids were waiting for the lunch a long time, so they didn't have enough time to eat. So what they did is they worked with school officials to be able to change the lunch hours, one before recess, a group before recess, and a group after recess. So now the students have a little bit more time to eat their lunches without having to rush. So. The third one is a little broader, and this revolved around Yes on Proposition 204, which sought to extend the temporary 1% sales tax to fund education. So a group of parent ambassadors from the Marshall Ranch Elementary School created an action plan to increase awareness surrounding the lack of funding for schools. And they approached parents at family school events to help them educate on this proposition and to get the vote out. Unfortunately, it was defeated, but the parents were successful in outreaching to 100 other parents and even registering other parents to vote, so that was a success in my eyes. Some of the post-developments. Well, we're very excited that this parent ambassador program was able to help us establish relationship with 7 school districts, and including 2 of the Native American community. So it's really rewarding when the funds came from the Native American community, and it's basically they're included in part of the trainings. So Bobby Kiveri and Gila River Nation school districts, it's not really easy to work with the nations because they have a lot of work that relationship building and whatnot, so it's very rewarding to see that. And actually the trainer, Ray Andrade, was invited to present at the 10th Annual National Native American Fatherhood is Leadership Conference, so he's there today. So we're very excited to be part of that. So there was a recent partnership with Native Health to provide additional trainings, and that's the one that's being conducted today, Train the Trainer. There is continued funding partially from the Arizona Public Health Training Center. Mostly it comes from Maricopa County through the partnership. The Parent Ambassador Program was recognized as a best practice by HRSA in 2012. And to provide a follow-up to the parents, there is a website that was developed by the county, parentsforschoolhealth.org, and this is where the schools go to sign up for trainings, or the parents go as well to volunteer or whatnot. And then for the alumni, there was a Facebook, a group page that was set up for them where they can share resources, find support, and share ideas. Finally, I would like to share with you 2 testimonies from 2 alumni since. In their own words.
This program helped me to be able to better help my first grader with the things I didn't do with my high schooler. So I'm learning how to approach the teachers, approach the staff, the principals, to maybe help understand better what they're looking for, as well as how I can help them, and then as well as maybe have some questions or concerns I want answered. And then eventually, if I still think their resolution is good, maybe help them come up with other resolutions that can help us work together to provide a good environment for our kids. So I'm really excited to go back to my school, my first grader school, and see about getting this done and just being more involved and have more understanding of what's going on in the school.
Not every parent can get involved, but I know that they want to or they try, but it helps so I can help other parents or even the school, and maybe even it's not just at school, but in the community. So I think to learn to know about what public health is in the school, it's not just about nutrition and education and physical activity, it's everything. It goes from home to school, it's from A to Z.
Although I stand here by myself, there are a lot of people that went behind the development of the curriculum, and I really want to thank them. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a little bit of time left for questions for any of our panelists. I just want to give them all just a quick another round of applause. They all spoke very nicely. And I also want to mention that many of the presentations you heard today, and certainly that many of the centers that are sitting represented here, have, just like the Parent Ambassador Program, have won model Distinguished Practice or Model Practice awards from HRSA in 2012. Does anyone have any questions for our panelists? Yes. Jen, microphone. So I'll just repeat the question for the recording. The question was about, can any public health workforce member take the course?
Yes, anyone can take the course. We have participants from state public health as well. 1 year, the very first year, someone from the State Department of Public Health took the course. Several weeks later, walks back on graduation day and looks at one of the local public health practitioners and said, I had no idea you guys did all that work. And so State Department, we have health directors, executive directors, Board of Health members, administrative assistants, and public health nurses. Their focus tends to be very their jobs tend to be very focused, but I ran into a public health nurse sometime after the foundations course, and she says, I know what my job is and I know what the roles are, but now I understand what my colleagues are working on in the health department. So anyone.